This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. New research from UC Santa Cruz found sunflower sea stars could protect kelp just by being nearby. Sunflower stars eat sea urchins, and urchins can eat entire kelp forests, turning them into underwater wastelands called barrens. UCSC ecology professor Pete Raimondi says the student-led work shows urchins leave when they sense the chemical cues that sea stars put out in the water. Pushing the urchins back could give kelp time to regrow.
Urchins' behavior is really altered by fear. And I'm using fear, it's a response, right? I don't know if they actually feel fear, but what the real test is whether that can lead to kelp recruitment, kelp recovery.
Disease nearly wiped out sunflower sea stars in 2013, and they still haven't recovered. But a few have been spotted in Northern California recently, raising hope that they might one day make a comeback. Democratic Congressman Jimmy Panetta, who represents the Central Coast, is calling for more congressional oversight at immigration detention centers. Panetta toured an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Southern California on Friday. He says the privately owned facility currently holds 1,600 people, and the average length of stay is 34 days. While there, Panetta watched court proceedings and asked questions about due process.
I had to push to get into one of those hearings and actually watched one of those hearings, as well as speak with a number of ACLU attorneys that are there providing volunteer services.
The budget reconciliation bill passed earlier this month earmarks $45 billion for expanding ICE detention centers. This is KAZU News.